We read together the inspired word of God tonight in Psalm 143, a psalm of David. Reading God's word to us, Psalm 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness, and enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble, and of thy mercy cut off my enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant. Tonight we look for a few moments at the eighth verse of this psalm, the prayer, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift my soul unto thee. Last Tuesday night, we met together in God's house as one body in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we lifted up our prayers to him that he would grant us grace and wisdom in three things. For the recent schism in our churches, for our need of ministers to preach the gospel, and for our many other afflictions at this time. Now, this evening, we want to hear the response of God to our petitions, for the Lord hears and the Lord responds. And he responds in Jesus Christ to us tonight with the voice of his loving kindness to us as a church and as individual Christians. Loving kindness that is stored up for us in Jesus Christ our Lord. And we want then tonight to be assured of that loving kindness of God upon us as a church and upon each one of us in our own lives. For the church, this church, and each one of us personally we live only when we hear each morning the voice of his loving kindness. How shall we go forward as a church in the great task of loving the truth and holding the truth and being, as we heard last Sunday morning, a shining light in this perishing world of that truth? How can we do that unless we hear the voice of his loving kindness upon us? It is the loving kindness of God the consciousness of that, that is the strength of the church. Without that voice of loving kindness, we would be as Moses on Mount Sinai when he was called to lead the people of Israel, the church then. And God had shown his displeasure with their sin of the golden calf, and he had told Moses at the top of the mountain that he would indeed then bring Israel, after Moses had prayed, he would indeed bring Israel to the land of Canaan. But Moses sensed that the Lord was saying that he would not be near to them in his love. And Moses responded to God, "We can't go up. We don't even want to go up. We can't go forward unless you are with us in your mercy." How will we be assured that God will hear our petitions to grant us more ministers unless we know that his loving kindness is upon us and that he has a place for us yet to preach this glorious gospel of grace? Otherwise, we would only hear the words of Amos chapter 8, verse 11, that there would come a famine. Imagine a famine, not of bread, not of water, but a famine of hearing the word of the Lord in our coming generations. And how shall we bear our own personal trials and afflictions that God has sent unless we hear his response, unless we hear tonight the voice of his loving kindness? So we consider that for a few moments. Cause me to hear the voice of thy loving kindness. And the text speaks of the fact that we need to hear that first thing in the morning, and that we have to hear that throughout the day, and that we have to hear that so that we trust, commit our souls to his keeping. David could not think about starting a day and taking on his responsibilities as a king, or as a father, or as a child of God, without having first heard God speak the voice of loving kindness. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Now we need to remember that prayer is communion with God. We prayed to God. David prayed to God. But now he needs to hear the response of God. Prayer is communion. It's not only us speaking, but it is God answering in our hearts and spirit. And David says, I need to hear this morning before I go out the voice of response of your loving kindness to me. And David needs to hear that because he is a repentant sinner. And a repentant sinner cannot put one foot into the new day. He cannot step out to the duties of a new day unless he first hears the tender voice of God's mercy in the gospel of Jesus Christ, the cross. Psalm 143 is one of seven Psalms of David in the 150 Psalms, one of seven that David wrote after God brought him to conversion, after God brought him to a true repentance for his sin, his cold, calculated murder of his friend Uriah, and his wanton, lust-filled adultery with Uriah's wife, Bathsheba. And in this psalm, as we read it, he is remembering those moments when God worked upon him and converted him and brought him to repentance and showed him his sins. That's what he's remembering in the psalm when he says that his life had been smitten to the ground and that his spirit was overwhelmed within him, verse 4, and his heart was desolate. That's what he's talking about in verse 7. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down to the pit. David is saying there that he could not endure any longer God's frown. He could not endure any longer feeling that God was against him, which he felt, which he experienced, so long as he kept confession, so long as he tried to hide and cover his sin. That's what he felt. He felt God's displeasure. It was only in the way of the confession of that sin that he cried out to God, that he began again to hear the wonderful voice of God's loving kindness, the wonder of his grace. And so David, in the psalm, does not hesitate. As a convicted sinner, he does not stand indecisively as to what he should do. But he goes to God. He prays. He brings his petitions to God. He leaves behind him his cover-ups, his excuses. He leaves behind what we do as sinners sometimes, that we keep ourselves busy so we don't think about our sins. All of the things whereby we would try to shield ourselves from dealing with our sins, he puts all of these aside, and as a repentant sinner, he comes before God to confess his sin because he needs to hear. He can't live unless he knows God's loving kindness to him personally. And I would direct you, and I would direct myself this night to this word of God. And I would direct you who have, as a congregation, our hope in Jesus Christ. And I would direct us all that we turn quickly to God in prayer in our life. Do you have burdens? Have relationships in your life become devastated because of your failure? Do you wrestle in your soul with loneliness and sorrow? Do you contend to put away anger in your heart? Go to God. Do not hesitate. Do not linger. Do not look to other helpers. Not that other children of God can't be of great service to us in our struggles. But bring your need to God. Bring it to God. Bring it to the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. Close the door, as Jesus said, enter your chamber. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him from all his distresses. But David now, as a result of all of that, says, I need to hear every morning. A repentant sinner needs to hear every morning the voice of God's loving kindness. What is that? We know that the word loving kindness, especially in the Old Testament, is frequent. And if you type in your computer and the spell checker does not know the word loving kindness together. And then if you say loving kindnesses, plural, it doesn't know that either. But every child of God knows it and knows how to spell it, knows it in their heart. Psalm 63, verse 3, thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee in the night watches. The voice of God's loving kindness is simply the voice of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel, the good news, the amazing grace of Jesus Christ to his people, to us, who has forgiven us all of our iniquities and sins, and now in Jesus Christ is actively ordering our lives in everything for his good. The voice of loving kindness, to hear the voice of loving kindness. I said prayer is communion, and that's what God answers in our prayers and our hearts. But we hear that voice of loving kindness when we are consciously at the foot of the cross. When we stand by faith beneath that cross as a sinner, and we hear the gospel that rather than we should perish, God has given his own only begotten Son to bear the curse that our souls deserved, Then we hear the voice of his loving kindness. Love is an emotion. Kindness is an act. Loving kindness are deliberate, premeditated acts, deeds, motivated by love. Loving kindness is love in its sympathy, in its pity, as it is now motivated in that love to do a deed of kindness to someone else who is deeply distressed. Loving kindness is a premeditated act of love. And God's loving kindness is his premeditated act of love called Jesus. That's his loving kindness. And his loving kindness are all of his deeds and all of his acts out of that love in Christ Jesus to assure us, to keep us in that relationship that we have in Jesus Christ. And when we hear by faith, through prayer, we come to him in prayer and he speaks his answer, that loving kindness lifts up our head, we who are cast down, mentally disturbed. It calms our fear, we who are anxious and can't face the day. It soothes our sorrows, we who bear a heavy load of grief because of death. It sends strength into our legs and into our arms. It encourages us for the work throughout the day. You can perform any activity as a child of God. Anything he calls you to do, you are able to do it when you hear the voice of his loving kindness. You fight sin. You serve God. He wants to hear it in the morning. Why is that so important? He wants to hear it in the morning because it's in the morning of every day that the load of the day falls on our shoulders. And the path that we are to take to the other side till night is before us. And the responsibilities and the callings and the challenges and the things that we're looking up against tomorrow, they fall on you in the morning. And sometimes when they do, we want to roll over and go back to sleep. We want to put them out of our minds because they are too much. We can't face them. When we think of them, we become very weary. We put our foot on the floor and we sigh. And it seems as if the day is a wall that I have to climb over. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, young people, mothers and wives, dads and fathers, depressed and sorrowing, widows and widowers, before you can undertake a day, you must hear the voice of his loving kindness through prayer. You must wait and hear his answer. For that loving kindness is your strength and your wisdom. To hear that in the text is tied to prayer. David is praying here. And thus to hear the voice of his loving kindness is again not a mystic voice. Yes, I know that God is sovereign over our emotions, but it's not a mystic voice. But it's the work of his Spirit. As we look up to him, even as consciously, even if it's but for a brief few moments, and we think of that cross, that we are his child, and the words of his faithfulness to us, we think about that. and we hear the voice of his loving kindness. We need to hear that voice, because in the morning, if you don't stop, you say, I'm not a morning person. I can't do anything without the first cup of coffee. Nevertheless, there's a moment that your day begins. And you need to stop. And you need to hear the voice of loving kindness before you go out the door. Because if you don't, if we don't consciously do this, we will hear other voices. There's all kinds of voices that are speaking to us in the morning. We will have our own voice of worry and concern or pride. Or we will hear the voice of the devil speak to us. It's not fair what's expected of you. It's too much that's expected of you. You should not have to put up with that. There's no hope for you in God. You, such a sinner, such a hypocrite. We must hear in the morning, through prayer, the voice of his loving kindness. The Hope Heralds, in one of their concerts years back, I wrote it down because it struck me at that time. They sang a song called In This Hour. And the refrain of the hymn was, In this hour, precious hour, I have met redemption's power. It's talking about prayer. And the stanza went this way, Walls I build dissolve away in this hour when I pray. Then gentle words between us flow, his start easy, mine start slow. But patiently he listens close to every burden I disclose. He helps me with the words I cannot say. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief. In this hour, precious hour, I have met compassion's power. In this place, holy place, I have seen amazing grace. We can't begin without hearing the voice of his loving kindness. And if I may bring just briefly one application from this to pause for a moment. And since we all know that what the Word of God is saying to us tonight is so very, very true that we can't enter into a day without his loving kindness, then the application that I would just briefly make to you, if you think about it yourself, is that what kind of words then from you does your spouse need to hear in the morning? And what kind of words do your kids need to hear on the morning? And what kind of word do you, as a child or young person, speak to the person who gets on the bus? And what words come out of your mouth when you come on the job and you begin to speak to the fellow workers? And what do you say when you appear at school to other people? And what do we say to each other as husband and wife and child when we go out the door in the morning? If we have to hear the voice of his loving kindness, if God would berate David in the morning, you talked to me, David, about this yesterday. I told you then. And don't forget about that sin, David. And what part didn't you get when you asked me that before? And why do you constantly bring this up? Does God speak to you that way? How do you talk to your spouse in the morning? How do you talk to your child, to your classmate? How would your day go if God spoke cruelly to you, irritably? It would affect your whole day. How does your spouse leave? What effect do your words play upon their day? We must be children of our Heavenly Father. But now we continue in this verse and we see that it's not only in the morning, but he wants to hear this same voice throughout the day. He continues to pray, "Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk." Now it's past the morning. He's out walking through his responsibilities in the day. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. And yet he understands that that loving kindness of God is the power to shape and to affect his day. If he stays hearing that voice, it will have the greatest impact on his day. It will make the difference. It will make him desirous to walk a holy way. It will give him strength that he does not walk simply in hypocrisy, an undercover Christian in this world. It will give him strength for obedience and to walk close to God. When he understands moment by moment, when we understand moment by moment God's loving kindness, we will be holy and we will be godly. It will give shape. This will give shape and focus and strength and comfort for the whole day. We need to understand that the strength of the Christian life is to be found under the cross of Jesus Christ in the gospel of grace dwelling in my heart all the time. It's not just now time for the gospel. The gospel is all time, every day. It guides our mind and our heart from every evil way. You see, David, he's praying about his day and what he has to do because he does not want to fall back into that sin again. And he realizes that he of himself is always on the verge. He's inches again from his sin. They come right back to him. And he knows what's going to happen, how quickly prone he is to his sins and his besetting sins. And so he prays, "Lord, give me to hear the voice of thy loving kindness. And now throughout the day, let that voice be the power that is directing my life. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk." I think at first glance, if you had read that verse, I read it, and at first glance I thought, well, it's talking for God's guidance over big decisions in life, big questions. And I read that, "Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk," to be synonymous to "show me thy plan for my life." Grand Valley or Kelvin? Medical field or business? Marriage or a single life and I'll buy a house? A different job? Reveal to me the big questions. Guide me on the big questions. Does God guide us on those questions? Yes, he does. But David here is not thinking about what we call the big questions that so burden us. Not because the scriptures aren't concerned with those questions, but because the answer to those big questions is not revealed to us any other way than walking day by day in obedience with what he gives us to do today. How should I walk today as one who has received his loving kindness. In that way, just that way, God reveals and unfolds what we call the bigger questions. The question that I should ask every morning is not, should I be a surgeon, a nurse, an architect? What should I do when the stocks go up? Where should I invest? Should I bid for this job? Troubling questions. But the question that we face in the morning is, how do I walk today in faithfulness and righteousness before God? David is asking for practical strength to walk today in godliness. One day. One day. Guide me today. May I live today in the light of your loving kindness, Lord. Don't let me get out of earshot of thy loving kindness. Don't let me stuff my ears with me and with the world and my desires. Dig that out of my ears. Keep me under the cross of Jesus Christ today. What happens when we lose sight of the cross? What happens when we lose sight of the grace and glory of God in a single day? Well, you lose purpose. You get caught up in the stream of this life. You get consumed with your own pride, with your own lust, the voice of the world, the voice of fears. And so he's praying, guide me in my attitude, in the attitude of my spirit today, that attitude that I take in every situation will be a result of having received thy mercy unto me and being assured of that mercy upon me. Guide me in my responses today, how I react to what comes to me in thy will. Someone's late. I have to wait. My spouse sins again. Bad news comes. Guide me in thy loving kindness day by day in my temptations. As I confront my besetting sins, don't let me forget about the power of thy grace. David would look at it this way. He would understand that night that he left his bed with his wife and went to the top roof to look around, that the battle against that lust that still stayed with him after that sin, that the answer to that lust was not going up there and nailing the door shut so he can't get on the roof. That's not the answer, because any sinner can get past nails in a door. Any sinner can get past anything on the internet. I'm not saying we should not put safeguards on our devices. We should. That won't stop you. It's never stopped one person. But it's this. Lord, keep before my eyes and my heart thy loving kindness to me, the sinner. And so we need to pray. Guard thou my thoughts, I thee implore, and of my lips keep thou the door, nor lead my sinful heart to stray where evil footsteps lead the way. Do we find it hard to keep a whole day fighting against our sinful thoughts and our lusts? Do we find it hard as a child, young person, boy or girl, to do the right thing? We know what the right thing is. Do we find it hard to do it? Do we find it hard to show compassion? Do we find it hard to put away anger all of a sudden? Do we find it hard to control our emotions, sinful emotions? Do we readily get down when there's a setback? At 3 p.m. of the day, are you done? Done. Do you run out of gas? Are some days your spiritual gas tank empty at 9 o'clock in the morning or 11? Is one day to walk with the Lord, is that too far for you to go? Do we pray in the morning? Let me hear the voice of thy loving kindness. And do we say to ourselves throughout the day, Lord, let me hear it again. I'm going out the door. I need to hear it. For I lift my soul to thee. Those words could well mean, the prayer could well mean, because of all of this, that I need to hear thy loving kindness, and it needs to be with me throughout my day so that I would know the way to walk. Therefore, I lift to God now all that is in my soul, the worries, the stress, the demands, and the weight. And that would be a good explanation, but I don't think that's exactly what it means. I think it means exactly what it says. I lift my soul to thee, or I put my soul consciously into thy hands. I place my soul in thy hands. I pray, Lord, hold on to my soul today and keep it, because I can't keep it myself. You have to be the strength to watch for my soul. So for David, it went something like this. As a young teenager, on a given day that began as every other day, David, by grace, as a shepherd boy, lifted up his soul to God and trusted in him. Around noon of that particular day, God had David, unknown to him before, descending into a valley with only a slingshot to confront a giant who was filled with hate against God and against him, that they would send a boy to fight him, Goliath. And he came, skilled with sword and spear, and no human being could stand against this man. But David had heard that morning the voice of loving kindness. And the giant, by God's grace, lay dead at his feet with his head off. It went like this for David. As a man, as a king, as a great king, as a conquering king, who's armies were that very day conquering. He didn't need to go. He could just speak and it was done. On that day, he did not begin his day asking for tender mercies upon an unworthy sinner. But in the vanity of his mind, he lifted up himself, and he lifted himself up to lust. And before the day was over, he took another man's wife for her beauty. And he plotted the death of her husband. And that was because he did not ask in the morning to hear God's loving kindness to him. a sinner. And so he says, Lord, I place my soul in thy hands today. It's safe there. It's safe, Lord, if thou dost call me from this life today in death. Do you know? Do you know when that will be? Do you know that it can't be today or tomorrow? A young couple in Oklahoma, on the first day of their marriage, were killed in a car crash. A mother in pregnancy develops brain cancer. She dies, and her baby, a daughter, a son, dies on a given day. How do you prepare for that? A husband dies, a wife. How do you prepare? Cause me to hear the voice of thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift my soul to thee. The voice of his loving kindness in the morning. We can't start a day without hearing the voice of his loving kindness. And when we hear it, that will make our day. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy beautiful word. For to will is present with us, but how to perform that which we will, we so often find not. Have mercy upon us, for we are weak. We commit the same sins and mistakes and failures over and over and over. We become weary. Lord, may thy word filter into our hearts that we may remember this. May the next swinging of a door frame as we leave in the morning, may the closing of a cab pickup door, may the children walking out of the house, may they all trigger this text of Holy Scripture that we must pause and we must hear thy loving kindness in the morning. Work that in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.